When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ Family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
I think everybody on the show has kept up with the details about the Queen's funeral and all of that kind of stuff way more than I have. Some of it is interesting, though. Like what Riggins was just saying about a piper that wakes her up every morning.
Yeah.
Did you say that or Alexia said that? So a guy would run up and underneath her bedroom window and play, what kind of pipes? Crack pipe?
Bagpipes.
Oh, God.
I love that. Bagpipes? That's what it said on the article.
Yes. So would run under her window and play bagpipes as her alarm clock, as her alarm.
Gently waking her up, Her Majesty.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I would not want to be awakened by bagpipes every day.
I love bagpipes.
I would have all bagpipers beheaded if they were caught bagpiping on my royal grounds.
Ain't no bagpipers bagpiping around here, man.
Mm-mm. Hell no. Take that whiny ass depressing shit somewhere else.
I like bagpipes too, but it's not what I would want to wake me up every
day. I want to get married and have bagpipes at my wedding.
Yeah. Playing the music you walk into,
and at
the discotheque afterward for dancing.
Would you have the bagpipers come down the aisle in front of you?
Oh, that would be lit!
I mean,
yes.
That's the way I see
it. Like I have a procession.
Like suddenly everyone hears the bagpipes playing in the back, and as they stand for the bride to come in, first the bagpipes proceed down the front. They come all the way down the aisle, and when they get to the front, they turn. And then they start the procession as you come in behind them.
I love that. She has arrived.
How many pipers pipe? From how many pipers are piping?
Is it eight pipers piping?
I don't know.
Is that what that's in reference to? A bagpiper person?
I guess. I don't know. But that's not really a career for your people, is it, though, Alexis, being a bagpiper?
No, I don't think many Salvadorians
play the bagpipes.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a set of bagpipes in El Salvador.
You're one of one.
I wonder what the percentage of people in America who play the bagpipes are of minority.
It's a
persuasion.
11 pipers piping, 11. Before anybody messages us.
11 pipers piping.
Yeah.
Because if you play bagpipes for you charge people to play for funerals and events and things like that, you would have a hook for promotion. If you were you could bill yourself as whatever town, like Charlotte's only black bagpiper.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Do the kilt and everything.
Yeah.
Like wear the whole thing. Yeah, that's a great angle.
That'd be awesome.
Is there anybody that ever plays the bagpipes without a kilt?
They better not.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a sin.
If they're playing bagpipes around me, they're liable to get killed because I hate them.
Yeah, I don't care for them either.
I'm going to kill you.
You'll be killed.
Up in here. I want synthesizers at my funeral. Not a damn bagpipe.
What's a synthesizer?
I want like 80s funk sounding. Yeah, I want that stuff. I want a big bass line.
At what, your funeral?
My funeral, yeah.
Oh, I like that little funk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what the weirdest instrument that's ever been played at a funeral is.
A kazoo. Ew.
Skin flute.
I've seen a video of that happening, too.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Sure you have.
Just recently.
Yeah.
God. But.
The wife, the widower, the widow, I'm sorry.
Yeah, with a pallbearer.
But does she... Does she tell the piper what time to be out there, or is he just out there because she's got to wake up at the same time every day? What if the queen wants to sleep in? Does she tell the bagpiper, don't come until 9:30?
Yeah, I bet they work that out every day, because someone who, I bet this, the person who keeps her schedule says, okay, so tomorrow you have blah, 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 so you'll be awakened at 7 a.m.
Having to set your alarm is such a thing if she has to, like, do that. Like, you just can't set your alarm on your phone. You have to call the piper and tell him.
Yeah, well, she's not doing it.
Yeah, somebody does it for her.
She just waits and listens for her. But how much does that person make, and what else is that piper piping for? Hey, let's see. Do they have separate pipers for lunch? Do they have, I mean, is he just the wake-up piper?
There was a story out a few years ago that they were going to have to lay off the piper because the funds were tight. I don't know if that was true or not, but... And that's what I found. Oh, my gosh, there's somebody that wakes her up with the piping every morning. I thought it was a different instrument, though.
He is. I'm Googling things now. And it's at this moment, he's playing Sleep, Dearie, Sleep.
Aww.
Sleep, Dearie, Sleep.
Oh, that probably is a lot for
him. So he's losing his job, so you know what he's doing.
Yeah. What?
Stewing.
Absolutely stewing, this guy is.
Aw, look at him.
Absolutely stewing. This guy is pissed. Are you taking the piss out of me? Oh, yeah, that
look
sucks.
Look at him with his little outfit.
Yeah, he looks like a goober.
What they're
so
doing
cute.
Is pretty cool, though. Apparently, he's going to play he's playing the song that he played for her.
Love it.
The last thing he will play for her is the song that he played for her every morning.
My neck, my back.
Yeah. And then as he plays, as everyone stands in the royal vault, whatever, as they lower her body into the royal vault, he will play and then begin to walk away so that the music will fade as she's lowered down. By the time she gets to the bottom, the music will have faded out as he walks outside. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. He's going
to
be playing.
I'm trying to see how much money
she's a woody. A white girl with a booty.
Pull over that ass too fat. Whoop whoop.
Pull over that ass too fat.
We're playing WAP after that.
Like, this is not what we pictured.
A funeral fit for a queen.
Why can't he fade it out himself? Why he got to leave? He should be a good enough bagpipe player to be able to fade it.
Yeah.
They're just like, all right, so go on out.
Start walking backwards.
But doesn't say how much he makes, huh? Where does he live? Does he live on the grounds?
Nah,
does he live? Because what if she needs to get up super early?
Okay.
Say, just go ahead and sleep here tonight.
Yeah, just stay under my window.
Yeah, you can't miss a day.
Put a tent up.
I slept till 3 p.m. My effing bagpiper was sick.
And how are her windows not soundproof in the castle?
Yeah,
can she even hear it?
You know,
she doesn't need soundproof windows at the castle. Nobody's close enough.
I missed work.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Yeah, the castle's right on the road.
How do you hit snooze on a piper?
Yeah. You play it in like 10 minutes.
Give me 9 minutes.
I can't find.
Come back.
Throw a rock out the window.
Shut up.
What if she's already awake? You know how sometimes when you beat your alarm and you just turn it off and keep it from going over, she just stands at the window and say, hey, like halfway across the yard, she's like, go on back. I'm awake.
Yeah, I'm awake.
Oh, he wasted his whole damn day.
Yeah, take your ass back. I'm good. Yeah, fine.
What if you need to set an alarm for a nap? You need to tell him to come back. I'm planning on taking a nap today.
Yeah. But I bet you it's quite possible that he plays that for her every morning to wake up, and he's never spoken to her.
No, he's spoken to her.
Like, she never, you know, would step out and say, that's very nice, Reginald. Stop playing now, you piece of shit.
He could easily just stand outside the door and play, and then her assistant comes in to see if she's awake.
Or when the light comes on, he knows that he's got to leave.
And they're like, okay, you're done. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
What's she going to do? Come to the window in her nightgown, no bra?
Yeah.
Tell him to go on. Hey, nice. Good morning. Nice to see you.
Yeah. I hope he didn't play the day that she died. Well, he was waiting for her to wake up, and she never woke up.
She was gone. She wasn't at the
hospital.
She was in the hospital. Or she was in
that's right.
Whatever, Wales or somewhere.
Balmoral.
Dolphins. She loved dolphins and whales, from what I understand.
I just love them.
Aww.
These are the royal dolphins.
A royal fleet of dolphins. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was riding on a big horse just a couple years ago. I mean, that was a woman that was, I mean, pretty spry into her final days, riding a big horse.
Well, how old was George H.W. Bush when he jumped out of a plane the last time?
That was 90-something, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that.
Which one?
Get a Piper.
George H.W. was 72.
When he jumped out of a plane?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was in his 90s.
Yeah, I thought he did too. Yeah, times. He did.
Oh, okay.
That's the last time he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 94 when he died.
Maybe he was 90.
But that's just an extra person that I'm going to have to interact with, you know, if I got a Piper out there.
Oh, you were right. It was on his 90th birthday he did it.
You know what I would like to play, if somebody were going to play an instrument outside my window to wake me up every morning?
What?
I would want to hear the intro of that Vanessa Carlton song that I love, the piano. What's that one called? Something Thousand Miles? Miles? Thousand Miles?
Thousand Miles.
Yeah. That could wake me up every morning.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Immediately brings a smile to my face.
I think 1999 Making by Prince. My way downtown. Will you agree? That... Oh man, it's time to wake up today. Feel good.
I need light. That people that have the regular iPhone alarm to wake them up. It's where it goes.
Yeah, that's me.
Who wants to wake up like that?
Mine is that ringer.
I have to. I have like 10 alarms.
I'm not getting up.
Right.
Oh my God.
Mine is that ringer. That.
I started putting my phone by my TV stand, so it makes me get up. I can't just hit snooze.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, that's pretty. Wake up, DJ.
You're not smiling.
Shut up.
Mm. Is this? If I wasn't concentrating on not letting much of it play, so we don't get fined.
Is this the Duke of Funk? It's time to wake up.
And imagine
can you still make a song be your alarm like you used to be able to?
Yeah,
because I may do that. I put that as my song.
Yeah, I used to have "Die Young" by Kesha as mine.
You know.
I love that song, man.
You did just not have Kesha waking you
yes,
up
I
for
did.
Your alarm.
I hear your heart beat to the beat of the drums.
Boy, I got Kesha.
Yeah, I love Kesha.
Yeah, I do too. That's a good one, Rob.
You welcome to every day, Rob.
Oh, Rob.
How long? When did that end, Rob?
Well, I had some difficulty getting it to work when I got a new phone one time, so I just gave up on it.
You told us that.
Specifically, Alexis.
It starts with that buildup. You know, it gives me time to enjoy it first before I have to wake up.
Lit. Yeah.
I used to have to give me inspiration to get up and go work out. I used the song "Fat Boy" by Jewel.
Yeah.
Fat boy goes to the pool. It's a heart wrenching song. And then at one point, I used "I'm Fat" by Weird Al.
Because I'm fat, I'm fat.
Your butt is wide, well, mine is too.
So you see that TJ started the day in a very optimistic mind frame. God.
It's like, I start my day off with Kesha.
I love Kesha. Okay. First of all.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Okay. This is a crazy, crazy, crazy story that is probably going to make everybody at some point during the story clench everything inside of you. So in other words, you'll clench your butt's going to clench. And then all of your insides will as well. This 66-year-old woman in Dublin, Ireland, was being treated for ingesting a, quote, unknown number of batteries, like AA batteries.
Ooh.
So they started out by, you know, with an X-ray and all this, and they were all in her abdomen. None appeared to be obstructing her gastrointestinal tract, a.k.a. GI.
Mm-hmm.
And no batteries showed signs of structural damage, like leaking out acid and lithium or whatever into her system. The treatment team initially took a conservative approach, meaning they observed her closely to see if how many batteries would just pass on their own through her, well, the medical term for it is poo-poo. Over a 1 week period, she passed five AA batteries.
What?
But X-rays taken over the following 3 weeks showed that the vast majority of the batteries had failed to continue progressing through her body. So by this time, the patient was experiencing abdominal pain that was uncontrollable. She underwent laparotomy. Surgeons made an incision to access her abdominal cavity. They found that the stomach, pulled down by the weight of the batteries, had become distended and stretched into the area above the pubic bone.
Wow.
Oh, no.
So they had to cut a small hole in her stomach, and they removed 46 batteries.
All double A's?
Double A and triple A batteries.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's the...
Oh, here's the part. Yeah. Oh, okay. God.
Four additional batteries were stuck in her colon, and they had to be, quote-unquote, milked into the rectum and removed from the anus.
Ew, I don't want anybody milking my rectum. Ever.
Doctor, please don't milk my rectum.
Don't milk
so
my rectum.
They had to, in the intestines, they had to grab the battery and pull it through until it went somewhere where they could grab a hold of it and pull it out.
Like you would do a string and a pair of shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Where the drawstring you try to work it back through to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
How long did that take?
I don't know, but it says that all in all, 55 batteries.
55. What the heck?
She's now battery free.
But it's a mental condition, right? It has to be. Is somebody a mental condition that she eats batteries? You know,
she just says she was starving.
I'm just stuck craving some batteries.
Yeah, it's a self-harm thing, yeah. Kind of like cutting yourself, something like that.
Does it like do any sort of electrical stuff inside of your body, like when they connect to your skin or whatever? I don't know.
To give you a little jolt?
Yeah. I was wondering the same thing, so. Rob. Or if the acid in your stomach, the acids in your stomach would eat away at the outer shell of the battery and somehow they could react.
That would be bad, too.
Well, what'd it feel like to poop a battery?
I mean, it's only a double A.
Are you willing to give it a shot? Is that what you're saying?
It's not like it's the big square one. Double D. Yeah.
But still, a double A is bigger than a triple A. A triple A is the smallest one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd
the
be
double A is
better.
Like what goes into the remotes most of the time, yeah. I feel like.
But you also have to take into consideration it's not a given that it's going to come out, that it won't come out sideways.
Oh.
Is there anything you can do to change the direction?
What?
Like a baby, you know how they move them around in the stomach.
That's probably going to require getting a hand up in
there.
Oh, God. But how would you just swap? Riggins has the AAA battery out here, and it, yeah. Just imagine swallowing that.
Yeah, I don't think it would be hard to swallow these.
Try it.
Yeah, one won't hurt.
give it a shot.
Oh,
I mean, it's a lot of weight. I can see why that would make your stomach sink.
Yeah, because you said 60 of them, right?
55.
Ooh. But
and
double A's,
and triple A's.
That'd be pounds.
Double A's are, you know, twice as heavy as those.
Mm.
That's great.
Maybe that's why I can't lose weight. I gotta get rid of this battery weight.
You got batteries?
Batteries stuck in there.
As soon as I lose these last 13 battery pounds, I'll be at my goal weight.
We're gonna have to milk these out.
Can we milk these milk here,
right? Into your anus?
Just let me die, Doc.
I just picture they. I just picture
she's
that being
asleep.
Something.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, but I think. I think the doctors probably didn't know until they got into it, and they're like, "Oh man, damn, we're gonna have to milk these out.
We're gonna have to milk."
I thought we were gonna get out of here before four, but now we're not. Let's start milking.
And they're all holding pieces of the intestine, squeezing it you go in a line. Oh.
But I mean, I wonder if the batteries were dead.
That was exactly my question.
If not, can they pop them in the remote and use them?
You can never have too many batteries.
I know. Double A, that's a great battery.
Mm-hmm. Even a triple A, that's a nice little find sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We have a drawer that's full of every size of battery. It's stocked.
Are you rich?
Yeah. We're battery rich.
It's a rich person thing.
Yeah. I can't remember a time when anybody in my house has needed a battery that Jody didn't already have one there to. Yeah. So they would have to say, oh, I got to go to the store and get batteries.
That's like a sign that you really have your life together.
Yeah, it is.
That you have every type of battery at your disposal.
That's his retirement plan.
Even C and D batteries.
What?
Nobody uses
What's
those anymore.
What's a C battery?
It's a flashlight battery. They used to call them flash because that was the standard.
Oh.
The C was the standard battery, and then D was the large battery.
There was a time, based upon that piece of information, that I thought, you know what? That's good planning. And years ago, that I ordered one of those cases that's made for batteries, and I went to the store and filled that bad boy up.
Oh, nice.
and had, like, you need a battery, I got a whole case right here.
You just feel like you got your life.
I don't know what
together.
Happened to that, but now I've started going, like, if I need, say I need, okay, I know I need AAA batteries, when I go to the store I'll go ahead and buy a package of AA's at the same time, so it, you know, unless it's a D or something specifically, I've always got a battery around.
Nice.
Yeah. We got AAA, AA, C, D, 9 volt.
Like the little circle ones?
The square ones.
Oh.
And the little circle ones that go in small
fobs and stuff.
Yeah.
You guys are flexing right
and
now.
Not you guys. It's Jody.
Flexers.
I'd be switching remote batteries from one room to the next. Yeah. If it were up to me.
That's what I do. I just
put it on the back of the remote. Where you hit the back of the remote, like, come on,
this worked. Put it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. It got
that's
a little juice left.
Two more channels. Let's go. Come on.
Exactly.
Okay. Somebody would pick up the remote in the living room and go, why is this so light? Go, well, I got the batteries in the bedroom.
That's me.
I've done that before. Oh, yeah.
If you walked in my, if it weren't for Jody, you could walk in my house and constantly hear beep. Smoke detectors.
Yep.
Dead ass batteries.
Ass batteries.
Ass batteries.
So anyway, there's your medical story for the day.
But I missed the part. Maybe I missed the part. Did it say about her recovery? Will she be able to go back to a normal life?
Yeah.
Or has her stomach been so messed up now that it's caused a lot of other medical issues?
It said no permanent damage done.
Wow.
But then again, you look.
It's hard to believe.
It's a foreign hospital, too.
Where is she at?
Ireland.
Ireland.
Mm. Well, yeah, she must be from Ireland because my penis is Dublin.
Stupid.
All their food sucks there. It makes sense.
Fish
that they would
probably.
Eat batteries.
Yeah.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
All right, I know it's September. It's past the middle of September. But, you know, the area where we live, it's not, you know, it's not time yet for soup and grilled cheese and, you know, stuff like that. I'm seeing those those recipes all over, you know, for the comfort food and all that stuff. You know, just as any other highly masculine, heterosexual 53-year-old man would be doing as I'm searching recipes online. You know.
Girl.
broccoli cheddar soup with grilled cheese. I mean, broccoli cheddar soup with a turkey sandwich.
Ooh. It's Rob's favorite soup.
Yeah.
You can dip anything into that soup, and it's delicious.
Not if it's hot.
True.
There are certain things, if it's hot, you can't dip into it unless you want your penis burned.
Yeah.
Do not put your penis in broccoli cheddar soup ever.
Why do you think Rob likes it so much?
First off,
come get a taste of this cheese dick.
You are not one to be telling me what I can and can't dip my pants.
Yep.
My body, right there, my choice.
Right there in Panera. Yeah.
It's like I'm just doing a little tiss.
I do like broccoli cheddar soup though, but I can't understand people eating that as a meal. A lot of times soups aren't full meals. It's got to have a lot of stuff in it to be a meal.
Like a chunky soup.
Even then, it's still not a full meal.
I'm not eating chunky soup. It's not canned soup.
Never. Oh really? I like that stuff.
I don't either.
Mm-hmm. I'll eat regular Campbell's soup. But I don't like any of the chunky ones.
Oh, I do.
I don't even do the Campbell's, just regular chicken soup. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I do. There are a few Campbell's soups that I do like. But it's just something about the, what is the most famous chunky one? The beef?
Yeah, like a beef pot roast kind of thing with vegetables. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, this is...
there's a steak and potatoes, chunky soup steak and potatoes.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's good.
Oh. This is like meat inside of a can that's just sitting on a... shelf is just weird to me.
Yeah, and it was ready to go in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I do. I don't have a problem with meat in the can.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And I'm surprised you do, Alexis. Mm-hmm. Have a problem with that.
Meat in a can?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You always struck me as somebody who definitely liked meat in the can. From the moment I met you.
I would have lost my house in that bet.
Yeah.
If somebody said Alexis didn't like meat in the can,
you look like
it was a sure thing.
Yeah.
You give off meat in the can vibes.
That you loved it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get sensing, you know, some very strong meat in the can vibes from you.
Yeah. Some low frequency vibrations that you
had. Well, but I do love canned fried chicken.
Oh.
Fried chicken in a can.
Gross.
If you could just open up a can and there's some fried chicken thighs pressed down in there, that would be great.
That's gross.
They used to sell a cheeseburger in a can.
They did?
A fully cooked cheese. I've seen somebody on YouTube try it. They open it up and it's wrapped in paper and it just comes in the can. You know, in the can. You pull it out, unwrap it, heat it up.
Ew.
It's like, oh, brother.
No thanks.
I wonder if it'd be worse though than those the pizza Lunchable.
No, the pizza Lunchables are good.
They're not.
I love them.
I've never had. I don't think I've ever had the pizza Lunchable.
Mm-hmm, they're good.
It comes with a little packet of tomato sauce, and it has a nasty flavor to it, and little circles of pita. It's like pita bread, right?
Yeah.
And what does it have? Pepperoni and mozzarella. Cheese. And it's cold.
Yeah. It's cold.
Yeah, I've had that.
It's good.
I like it.
You do, Rob?
Yeah.
You put them in the oven, they're actually a really good snack.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've had those.
The nacho ones are the best, though. The great. Nacho Lunchables.
Not whose?
Nachos.
I didn't know they made those.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ace and I did an appearance. For the radio station Saturday, and it was for a development neighborhood, and they had a taco truck come up in there. It was more of a taco trailer. They were pulling it behind the truck, but still. And the guy that works, his name's Al, he works for the promotions department of the radio station. He went up and got something to eat from the taco truck, and he came out with a plate, like a normal size plate, and it was just stacked high with what looked to be fast food type fries. and it was covered in a nacho cheese sauce, and it had jalapenos on it, and it had all kinds of stuff that they had piled on top of those fries, and it looked so damn good. At first, from a distance, I thought he had a funnel cake. That's how big it was on the plate.
Yeah, I thought it was nachos.
Y'all didn't eat from the truck?
No.
No.
I don't eat in front of listeners.
What about you, Ace? You eat everything. You eat everything.
Yeah, we were working, and then I was on my way to a birthday party, so I don't want to eat. And they had food at the birthday party.
That sounds amazing.
Did Al, was he able to make it through the rest of the event?
It was toward the end.
Yeah. I would have been very hesitant to do anything like that at the beginning of an event like that, just in case.
But everything that came out of that taco truck looked delicious.
Yeah, and they had us set up with a tent, one spot, and then directly across from us, like five steps, was where the taco truck window was facing. So we smelled everything coming out of there.
Oh, I could not have eaten at all.
And it looked delicious. Good, yeah. Oh, it was so good.
Y'all are crazy.
Mm-hmm. But that cheese sauce did not come out of a pump in a big can.
Like a ladle.
Yeah, you could tell.
Mm.
Yeah, it was homemade.
You can put anything on fries and it would be good.
But Riggins, you love chili cheese fries, right? Oh, that's one of your weaknesses.
That might be like my top three favorite things ever.
Me too.
But this didn't have the chili.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind the pump cheese.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say, I like
it. I'm
with you. I'm okay with it.
Alexis, you don't like it either.
It's not my favorite. Pump cheese, huh? Any cheese in a can, too, is weird to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, spray cheese?
Cheese whiz. Mm.
Oh, I do like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the
it's squirt so cheese. Fake.
I like that squirt cheese on a cracker.
I love that squirt cheese.
This is a nice cheese spread.
Never lasts very long.
No, it doesn't. I wonder how much cheese actually goes in that little can. Because it's an aerosol kind of situation in that can. So it's got to have a lot of air in it.
My mouth is watering thinking about that cheese. It's so good. And it's expensive.
You ever eat it with Braunschweiger?
No.
You get a Ritz, and you put a hunk of Braunschweiger on it, and then spray it with that squirt cheese.
Mm. It'll scare the piss out of you when it's cold beer too.
Yeah. Get cold beer. But there's nothing more delicious than after you've already used it and you come back to the can and that little hard piece is in the thing. I love that.
Ew.
Oh, no. I put that piece out.
Oh, that makes me want to vomit. Stop.
Yeah, it gets like concrete hard.
Yeah.
I don't eat that.
Oh, good. I was so concerned.
It almost becomes like a makeshift cap that goes on.
It's basically like squeezing a zit.
Yeah,
you gotta get that out.
You gotta get that part out.
You guys are disgusting.
And they have all the different. You
eat
know,
that.
Oh, it's so good though.
One is American, one is sharp cheddar.
It's like, I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, obviously not.
Do they have a pepper jack in that?
I don't know. The only two I remember were the American and sharp cheddar.
Cheese flavored product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you call that?
Easy cheese.
Yeah.
I think is what the name of it.
The only cheese that I like that would be the ones that you put the stick in and you dip the pizza stick.
It's about the same.
That's the same type. It's not the same type of cheese.
Basically,
It tastes about the same.
I bet easy cheese is better for you.
I bet not.
It's better for you. Nobody.
It's packed with nutrients.
Nobody was talking about the health aspect of it.
Nutrients and vitamins.
I mean, that shit's diet.
You take your damn spread cheese and get out of here. I want spray cheese.
Oh, and I love those. I save those little red sticks, and I use them for mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's perfect.
They're perfect.
Let's see.
red
currently, you have cheddar, sharp cheddar, cheddar and bacon, and America.
Oh, I forgot about cheddar and bacon.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's delicious.
That one's kind of gnarly.
Oh, easy cheese.
That's so disgusting.
Created in 1966, instant cheese for instant parties.
I just can't. Hey, if I went to a party
broke out, you were like, whoa, shit. You know what? We need cheese.
If I went to a party and I walked in the door and they handed me everybody got their own easy cheese can to use.
Oh, my goodness. Stuff,
I think I'd have gone, that'd be damn royalty. Right there at Buckingham Palace.
We've got a variety of crackers on the table. Here's your cheese bottle.
Oh my God.
Do you ever put it on anything other than crackers? That's all I've ever used it for.
No.
Yeah.
Did you put it straight in your mouth?
Yeah, I've done that.
Like whipped cream? Ugh.
No, I've never done that. I always liked it on Triscuits, like a regular Triscuit with that cheese.
Oh, you like Triscuits.
I love them.
I use the Ritz.
Would you put that on a sandwich?
No.
No.
I might put it on a hot dog, though.
Oh?
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah. It wouldn't be bad.
But do you like Velveeta?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's not real cheese
either.
Yeah,
it's product. I know, but something. But at least that's in the refrigerated section.
No, it's not. Velveeta sits on the shelf.
Nope. I think they moved it into the refrigerator.
Yeah, it's in the refrigerator.
Well, yeah, but it used to decades. Be on the shelf. Because yeah. You couldn't find it. It wasn't on an aisle. It was always on some random end cap somewhere. Yeah. You know? But also, I think they did move it into. At the grocery store that I go to, it's in the refrigerator. Because I couldn't find it one day.
Really?
And I had to ask, and they told me it was over. It's with the cheese. I'm like, since when?
So you don't need a refrigerator? No. It'll be fine?
It says 2 to 3 weeks it can be in your pantry.
Yeah. But after you open it, you got to put it in the fridge. Yeah.
Like when you buy a box of Velveeta in shells.
Yeah, I guess. It just seems like that big block of cheese in your cupboard just seems wrong.
See that? But the mistake you've made there is you referred to it as cheese.
Yeah, it's not cheese. Yeah.
But if you take that stuff and you make that Rotel and Velveeta dip and you add chorizo to it.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
That's really good. Or a taco beef, like season up some ground beef like a taco.
My mom used to make that dip all the time. Cheeseburger dip.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you'd be shitting batteries.
Yep. I was just thinking.
From the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
There is a saying that I dislike. There are a lot, but this one I really dislike. When people say, I was today years old when I found out, you know, whatever. But I was yesterday years old when I found out. You know the girl that played Jimmy's girlfriend on Yellowstone? The one that was the rodeo girl?
Yeah.
The first one?
I just found out yesterday that that's Josh Brolin's daughter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who's Josh Brolin?
He is, James Brolin's son.
Is he a singer? Are you thinking of James Brown?
Or James Groban? Is there someone named?
Josh Groban is what you're thinking.
That's pretty funny. Yeah. Josh Groban. You lift me up.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Yes, he's Josh Groban's sister.
Josh Brolin, Josh Groban. That's pretty funny.
I don't know what.
Alexis.
Josh Brolin is an actor. So is his dad, James. His dad is or was married to Barbara Streisand. Oh.
Have you seen Avengers, Alexis?
Yeah.
He's Thanos.
Oh, cool. Okay.
I was going to tell her that, Rob.
Let me do it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
The dad is good looking. I've seen a picture of
him. He's still good looking, Yeah. He played on a comedy not long ago. I can't remember the name of it, but it was on ABC and it had Tom Hanks' son in it. But he played the dad in that. And he and his wife had these adult kids and their grandkids and all that.
I saw that show.
Life in Pieces.
Yeah, it was funny. It was a funny show.
And
he was handsome still then.
That's a handsome older guy.
Yeah.
She's his daughter, the girl from Yellowstone.
She's his son's daughter. She's his granddaughter.
Oh. Okay.
Who is Josh Brolin married to? Is he married or is he a single guy?
I don't know.
Josh Brolin.
I don't know.
Is she pretty? The daughter?
The daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her in a movie yesterday called Arkansas. With, was it Liam Hemsworth? And the guy, once The Office started not being as funny anymore, the little short guy that came in that worked for him, something Clark is his name.
With the glasses that looked like a baby Dwight.
Yeah. he was in the movie, and Vince Vaughn.
I like Nebraska. Vince Vaughn.
And Arkansas.
Arkansas.
And what's the guy's name? I'll have to look it up. But it had an older actor in it, too, that everybody loves. It's a big name. But anyway, it was about the Arkansas drug cartel.
Oh.
And it was kind of a dark comedy. But Liam Hemsworth is he Australian?
Yes.
Okay, well, he was doing a decent Southern accent in the movie.
He's a pretty good actor.
That's what I hear. And he's not the one that is with Miley Cyrus, right?
He was, yes.
That's the one?
Yep.
He's fine, so.
Mm. But he has somebody better now, right?
I would assume so.
It's not nice.
John Malkovich. Malkovich was the other guy that I was trying to think of.
He's good.
Mm-hmm. What's not nice?
You being like, he has someone better now.
Well, I mean, better for him at the moment, at his stage in life.
He's messed up.
Yeah, Josh Brolin's wife is Catherine Boyd.
Mm-hmm.
She is very attractive, as you would assume.
That makes sense.
Because he's a really good-looking guy.
That movie, being John Malkovich, is actually about the actor.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that.
I've never seen either, but I've always heard the title of it.
Well, TJ's not going to like it. Science fiction. So.
And he made a movie by himself.
He didn't make the movie.
Is he even in the movie?
Yeah, he's in it.
We're making a movie called Being John Malkovich, and you can't be in it.
That's the point of the movie, is that you can't be in it.
You can't even watch it.
Exactly. Then I say, no, you can't make the movie. You're like, we're already doing it.
Too bad. We already did it.
It's already done.
We don't need your permission. This is bullshit.
You're not even allowed to comment on it. There's a gag order on you.
Yeah. Next week, Riggins is off on Tuesday, and we're going to do Being Riggins that day.
Like, can I at least come to premiere? We're kind of booked up. It's going to be a movie about how effing crazy you are. No.
That's funny. Yet,
not allowed.
Yeah.
Oh, and so the whole movie was directed by Clark Duke, the guy from The Office, and it was also written by, he was one of the writers and producers.
I didn't hear a thing about it.
It almost seems like an independent film. You know, you wouldn't get it.
I probably wouldn't. It's about the Arkansas drug cartel. But, mm-hmm. Huh? What?
Yeah, I'm trying to find Hercules Film Fund is on the list of production companies. So, yeah. Well, it says distributed by Lionsgate.
Yeah.
But that's spelled G-A-I-T.
Yeah.
It's maybe different.
But was it good?
The original. Yeah, it was interesting. It's pretty good. I mean, it's not something I'm going to be saying, oh, you got to go see that. You got to watch that today. But it wasn't bad. I like Vince Vaughn. Oh, and Vivica A. Fox was in it, too. Ooh. She's still fine.
What? Yeah, she's real hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this. Somebody just DM'd us and said, you probably know this, but the girl that plays Teeter on Yellowstone.
That's Michael Landon's daughter.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
Mm-mm, I had no idea.
Oh, my God, you're today years old.
Yeah, I had no idea.
When you found that out. She also plays on Animal Kingdom. She had a recurring role on that show.
I like the name Teeter.
Teeter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Teeter.
Hey, he's from the Ingalls show.
Hmm?
He's from the Ingalls.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie.
Laura Ingalls Wilder and the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah,
Teeter is his daughter.
Yeah, he also had a show called Heaven.
Heaven Can Wait.
Heaven's Gate.
Seven.
No, it was
Heaven in 7 minutes in Heaven.
Highway to Heaven. Was it Highway to Heaven, TJ?
Highway to Heaven. Yes.
We would have eventually gotten it. Yeah. You gotta let us work it out our own way.
Stairway to Heaven.
Seventh Heaven. Seventh Heaven?
Are you sure?
Ruth it.
Heaven can wait. So, she's pretty, though. That Brolin girl is very pretty.
Yeah.
I don't go much for the Western wear look on a woman. Like in Yellowstone, but she was prettier in this other one to me.
Yeah. I don't, but it can be hot.
I like a good old cowboy boots and a cowboy hat.
Well, I mean, I don't think she was wearing cowboy hats and stuff. She was wearing those snap-up plaid shirts and jeans and boots. Like a real rodeo cowgirl would be wearing. Not a Western themed strip show.
Whatever. Like a porn cowboy. What
you're describing is a porn cowboy.
She didn't have six shooters attached to her bra.
We know now what you watched over the weekend. Right,
what do you do for a living? I'm a porn cowboy.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.